This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. The Agriculture Department this morning is set to release its latest assessment of food insecurity. It's a global problem made worse by pandemic. Here's my Marketplace colleague, the BBC's Victoria Craig.
Globally, 61% of people work in the informal economy. That's according to aid and development charity Oxfam International. Domestic workers, street vendors, taxi and delivery drivers, all daily wage earners whose livelihoods were taken away when coronavirus required shutdowns around the world. That meant for many who were without daily work, money dried up, and so did meals. Matthew Triscott, Oxfam International's head of humanitarian policy, says this year about 121 million people have been pushed to the edge of starvation.
And that, of course, is across the main hotspots, the ones that you would expect: Yemen, Democratic Republic of Congo, Afghanistan, Venezuela, South Sudan. But we're also seeing hunger coming up in otherwise sort of middle-income or developing countries, India, South Africa, Brazil, etc.
That's because when such a large proportion of the population is forced to stay home, either by sickness or government regulation, they're at greater risk of long-term exposure to hunger.
If you take people who are living day-to-day selling milk, if they can't sell milk for a few days, it gets to a point where they then have to do something to have food and income. And it comes to the point where they then have to sell their means of income, so selling the cow, which had been providing their milk. And they then can't go back to generating that income. And the same happens in sort of urban areas where people who had been, for instance, taxi drivers, after so long of not being able to take fares and give taxi rides, they eventually then have to start selling off assets to cope. And that's where we're really seeing this potential long-term structural breakdown.
To combat those effects, Oxfam International has proposed a range of solutions, including $10.3 billion in humanitarian aid, cancellation of poor nations' debt to pay for food and reinvest in agriculture, and build a more robust food system that can withstand shocks like this pandemic. If that doesn't happen, the consequences of food insecurity could become longer-term problems for nations of all sizes. Here's Professor Dominic Morn, who studies resource economics at the University of Edinburgh.
That's going to affect childhood nutrition. Children's IQ and development is stunted. Their human capital is degraded over the long term due to their inability to flourish.
He explained other potential long-term economic effects of COVID-19-fueled recessions include lower investments in food supply by farmers and international organizations, and long-term unemployment, which limits an individual's ability to both find new work and access food due to loss of income. In London, I'm the BBC's Victoria Craig for Marketplace.